One day, the rapping astronaut, known as Austro, woke up from his bed, as usual, went downstairs and ate his breakfast, as usual. But then, he noticed something, that wasn't usual. Want to know what? You'll find out later. But on the fourth day, Bob, a friend of his, was becoming suspicious.
Are you sick?
Signaled Bob. Austro ignored it.
Are you experiencing some sort of sickness?
He gestured again, later. Austro ignored it once again. You see, Bob was quite, well, stupid. Okay, I really know you want to find out Austro's secret, so here you go. The secret was, Austro told Bob that his mouth wasn't stuck anymore. Terrified, stressed and lonely, he had absolutely no clue of what was about to happen. He closed his eyes, imagined that everything surrounding him had disappeared, and hoped for the best. Until all of a sudden, he was held by His Majesty, the King's guards, who pulled him up from the muddy ground.
You are to reach His Majesty, the King's castle, tomorrow at sunset, signalled a very tall-looking guard.
They were all dressed in thick layers of clothing, covering almost every single part of their body. Every one of them was fierce-looking, about 3 meters tall.
The Eeyore stands for...
Excuse me, may you please help me cross the road?
Said an old lady, very, 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 very slowly. He gathered his troops and started thumping down the road like giants.
With the exception of you taking me there, offering me a rocket and a planet-finding radar,
Austro roared back.
What did you just dare to say to me, young man?
Gestured the leader angrily. Now it was time to head towards the castle. His first steps were a bit wobbly. Finally, he reached the castle. It was enormous. All of the towers at the very top were as sharp as needles. He turned back to face the sun. He had to make sure it was sunset. It was. So he turned again to the castle and made his first steps inside.
Come in, then.
He led Austro through a very spooky and dingy tunnel. The whole room was black. Every single thing was absolutely black. The blackest of black. Not to mention, His Majesty the King was wearing black. He was right. His Majesty the King was cold-hearted.
Oh well, this guy is just trash.
His Majesty the King started gesturing, having looked at Austro up and down.
Since I don't have time, I'm going to be straightforward. You are banished from the entire galaxy.
The poor boy was sent into space right away. He reached the planet's atmosphere. Whatever it was, or how it was called, he couldn't turn back now. Rapnet? Austro was quite shocked when that word showed up. It included rap, the one thing that quite quiet villains were afraid of. Austro was finally home. And that's the story of how Austro was banned from an entire galaxy and ended up loving rapping, instead of hating it. Sometimes, a change that seems awful might be exactly what you need.